Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. A martyr's victory we sing, and for ourselves such strength implore, as Christ in other bodying is put to death by sin once more. No greater love than this is found, for members and their head alike. His passion is repeated round, me Saul it is, yes, me you strike. The sign of contradiction glares, the lifted one draws all who heed. Rejection festers, fury flares, the storm but spreads the church's seed. The glory crowning life is death, God's glory, Abba, Spirit, Son. So fill and overwhelm our breath, until all suffering is done. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From oppression you released me, have mercy now and hear me. You rebels, how long will you keep your hearts closed? Will you love what is useless and seek what is stupid and false? It is Adonai who is kind to those who are generous in mercy. I pray that Adonai will hear whenever I call. Tremble, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in our God. Many people ask, what will make me happy? Let your face shine on us, O Adonai, for you have put into our hearts greater joy than others provide with abundance of food and barrels of wine. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for you, Adonai, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety.
A reading from the First Apology of Saint Justin Martyr. When you hear that we look for a kingdom, you suppose, without making any inquiry, that we speak of a human kingdom, whereas we speak of that which is with God, as appears also from the confession of their faith made by those who are charged with being Christians, though they know that death is the punishment awarded to those who so confess. For if we looked for a human kingdom, we should also deny our Christ, that we might not be slain, and we should strive to escape detection, that we might obtain what we expect. But since our thoughts are not fixed on the present, we are not concerned when men cut us off, since also death is a debt which must at all events be paid. Thanks be to God.
If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It is the work of Adonai, and it is wonderful. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It is the work of Adonai, and it is wonderful.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. for those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures, and all of creation.
Adir Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O God of endless life and wisdom, through the folly of the cross, you wondrously taught Saint Justin the Martyr the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. Grant us the wisdom to discern the truth of the gospel, that we may become steadfast in faith and in service, together with all your saints. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all wisdom bless us with understanding and knowledge, counsel and courage, reverence and loving kindness. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this sojourn of tears. Turn then, O loving Advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, who through the working of the Holy Spirit prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your Son, grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may through her intercession be freed from ever-present evil, and be rewarded with life eternal. Amen.